You've seen the ancient monuments of Egypt. You're looking now at something that the dry sunshine of Mexico has preserved far more faithfully than the crumbling remains at Giza. For this today is what the Egyptian pyramids themselves looked like before the weather of long centuries took its toll. We in Europe kid ourselves that civilization began over here on the shores of the Mediterranean. But this is a culture that goes back farther than any pharaoh can reach, those Aztecs who bequeathed the country with so many ancient links that it takes your breath away.
¿O cuándo será que tú me vas a amar? Te sigo diciendo, ya no vuelvas. Quisiera que tú me quisieras más, porque yo a ti sí te sé amar. Quiero decirte
que yo te quiero.
Quiero decirte
que yo te adoro.
Quiero decirte. Quiero decirte,
que yo a ti te quiero.
Quiero decirte,
que yo a ti te adoro.
Quiero decirte,
te sigo esperando aquí sin tu amor. Quisiera que tú
te decidas ya.
Oh, pero yo sé, no te importará. Te sigo diciendo,
ya no juegues más.
Welcome back to Napalm Nanny in the Shack. I am your host, the one, the only Napalm Nanny. And much like how I mentioned in my last episode, Seeing Red, music is an incredibly powerful tool in the world of politics. From the beat of the drum leading those into battle, to using musicians as cultural ambassadors to combat communism, such as Dizzy Gillespie. And another instance where music was used as a tool for prestige or pacification is Porfirio Diaz, using military bands to enhance the image of Mexico. Diaz would send his most talented musicians on tours throughout Europe and the United States to display the great cultural progress Mexico had made under his ruling. And the two-year tours throughout the states usually started out in New Orleans, then to Memphis, St. Louis, Chicago, Milwaukee, Cincinnati, Washington, Baltimore, Philadelphia, New York, and Boston, ultimately ending in San Francisco and El Paso, then back to Mexico. So these military bands were incredibly well-traveled, to say the very least. And in 1884, the Mexican 8th Cavalry Band left a crater-sized mark in the music scene in New Orleans. The 66-member band performed Dixie, Mozart, and songs of patriotism and love from their own country. And this tour earned them $4,000 a week, which was absolutely unheard of during that time. And this particular performance was talked about for years to come. And it's up for debate that jazz music's Latin tinge came directly from danzas and habanera rhythms introduced by Porfirio Diaz's band in 1885. And music historian Al Rose went as far to claim that ragtime bands were the result of black musicians trying to play Mexican music. And whether or not that is true, what is true is how members of the cavalry band began deflecting and setting roots in New Orleans, possibly leaving a profound mark in the music geography of the city. Musicians such as Florencio Ramos, a Mexican-born sax player that would soon become one of the founders of the New Orleans Musicians Union, and José Vizcarra, another sax player who Jack Papaline would comment, he could hardly speak American, but that son of a bitch could handle a horn. And with that bit of history out of the way, here's this week's playlist. Enjoy!
Mi brazo sube. es el nombre de una chica. Trae loco a todo el mundo. Y todo el que la conoce y la mira se vuelve loco por ella y dice: que en México hay, pata pata va a bailar. Ella es la reina del go-go y toda la gente grita cuando la ve bailar. Cantemos todos y a parar. Repítalo así, parar.
And laws enforced in one country does not just affect that one country. There's a ripple effect that reaches far outside of borders. One instance is prohibition. It not only forced liquor to go underground in the US, but actually made the search for hooch below the border. So when El Paso went completely dry on April 15th, 1918, at exactly 10:30 p.m., It impacted the city of Juarez by transforming the city into the capital of jazz and booze of the Southwest. The migration to the south of the border for hooch and the nightlife was a terribly kept secret, and groups like the Women's Club in El Paso found the situation at the border intolerable. And this group in particular had been the leading force in the battle for prohibition, and along with supporting the ban of alcohol, the Women's Club attempted to clean up music by creating a fine arts division, which consisted of three bureaus, it being art, music, and literature. So the Women's Club was adamant about their anti-jazz campaign, with the club women claiming that jazz is not real music. And the Women's Club is not the only group that would advocate for a dry United States that would be free from jazz. The KKK would wage an anti-vice campaign of its own. The Klan would send letters to El Paso residents with an official seal of the Frontier Klan, warning residents to stop their trips to go south of the border and to stop indulging in jazz and booze. Then on March 1922, more than 1,000 members of the Frontier Klan would hold an initiation meeting, and that same year, the Klan would burn crosses on the side of the Franklin Mountains and hold parades in downtown El Paso. At their height, the Klan would control the American Legion, the Masonic Lodge, the National Guard, the El Paso Public Schools, and the El Paso Herald, with 11 of the 12 members of the editorial staff belonging to the KKK. And before I dive any deeper, here's the rest of the playlist. Enjoy!
Yahoo! Yahoo!
Solamente existes tú.
El salvaje me llamas tú a mí por la manera que tengo de sentir, pero siempre me pides que sea el salvaje de tu quiero y me quieres y no puedo ya vivir sin tu amor. Yo te beso y me besas y en mi vida solamente existes tú.
El salvaje me llamas tú a mí por la manera que tengo de sentir, pero siempre me pides que sea el salvaje.
su blanca luz.
Llegado aquí a la tierra, un marciano singular. Cierren ventanas y puertas, porque los puede agarrar. Tiene un ojo solamente, es algo muy peculiar. Se confunde entre la gente y a usted lo puede engañar. Les hace así, les hace así. Les hace así, les hace así, ay, les hace así, les hace así, les hace así, les hace así. Marciano, échense luego a correr, porque si logra agarrarlos, él se los puede comer. Tiene un ojo solamente, es algo muy peculiar. Se confunde entre la gente y a usted lo puede agarrar. Les hace así, les hace así, les hace así. Les hace así, ay, les hace así, les hace así, les hace así, les hace así.
No lo sé.
So that's it for this week's episode. And I cannot emphasize enough how much it means to me to share trivia and music with you. I am just beyond honored and humbled. So thank you for listening in and thank you for the support. And I've been working like a dog lately, so expect some new segments for the show coming soon. And to find out more about it, find me on Twitter and on Instagram under Napalm Nanny in the Shack. So till next time, I am your host, the one, the only Napalm Nanny. Stay safe out there, guys.